You wouldn't say, guess what I ran across or anything like that?
Just yes, could use that too.
Okay.
It is common here to say that.
If a man's name is George and he has a son and names him George Jr., you can say that he named named the child
after himself.
Okay. You wouldn't say for himself, but after himself. Okay.
Yes, after himself.
Okay. I think we talked about this earlier, but the animal that barks is a...
It's a dog around here.
All right. That's what it is in most places. They howl sometimes, too. When you have a dog and you want to get him to attack another dog, what do you say to him?
Sick him.
Okay. When you get the dog back, how do you get him back? Or just call him if you want to feed him or something.
I suppose you just call him by name.
You would probably preface it with here.
Okay. If you have a dog that's a sort of mixture of various and sundry other kinds of dogs, what would you call him?
Let's see.
This is a dog of mixed ancestry, this is.
Just my
dog. Mongrel.
Mongrel?
Okay, mongrel? Is that the word you'd use?
Okay. That's the word I'd use.
Okay, if you have a dog that is sort of a bad temper and you get visitors or say even the postman or something like that, what are you afraid that might happen? The postman might
get bitten.
Okay. The animal that you milk is a
cow.
And
could be a goat.
Oh, all right, let's think about the first answer. I really didn't need to get that, but the animal that you breed to a cow is called what?
A bull.
Did you ever have any other words that you used?
In writing up pedigrees for the offspring, well, then they use the term sire.
Mm-hmm.
He was sired. The offspring was sired by such and such a bull by name.
Did you ever notice or know anybody that had any that felt they shouldn't use that word bull in the presence of ladies or anything?
I haven't noticed it. I imagine some would shy away from the use of bull.
And you can't think of any other
of ladies.
Any other word than sire or bull that they might use that you might have heard?
Sometimes they'll say male cow,
mm-hmm.
which really isn't right. It isn't correct because cow wouldn't be a bull.
That's true. I've run across the term gentleman cow.
They're using both genders there,
yeah.
Male and female, when they say male cow.
What's the working unit of oxen, generally?
The working unit
uh-huh.
of oxen?
We normally don't have just one that you use. Normally,
well, they have a yoke of oxen, they say.
Okay, if you have four oxen total, what's another way of saying it? You've got two...
Not that I know of.
Just hypothetically, say so-and-so owns two...
Two yoke of oxen, maybe.
Okay.
They probably use that expression.
Okay, the baby of when a cow and a gentleman cow or whatever get together, they produce a...
calf.
Are there names for the male and the female?
Heifer and bullock.
And the heifer is female and the bullock.
Yes.
If a cow is about to produce one of these, you say she's going to...
Cow, you'd say she's going to freshen.
Okay. Would you say anything?
I was going to say come fresh.